Welcome back to the Men of Valor podcast. This is your brother Dwight, and I'm back to share some of my journey in Christ with you. In John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus says, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In this verse, Jesus gives us an example of the classic conditional statement, or an if-then statement. If we hold to his teachings, he knows that we're his disciples, then we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. But Jesus gives us this condition because he knows that we will face other options. We will face other teachings in this world that we live in. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "There's a way that appears to be right, but in the end leads to death." And I can tell you, for me, before Christ, I was so ready to follow the teachings of the world that we live in. Those teachings that say, work harder, work longer hours than everybody else, sacrifice everything to get ahead, get more things, keep up with the Joneses. That was the way that seemed right to me. I couldn't see the truth that I was in bondage to my selfishness, insecurity, bitterness, jealousy, ultimately unsatisfied. The way that seemed right to me was killing me to maintain. You know, I remember back in the day, there was this anti-smoking campaign that said that if you were a lifelong smoker and you could suddenly have the ability to wear your lungs on the outside where you and everyone else could see them, you would never smoke another day in your life because you would see how blackened and disfigured and charred your lungs had become over a lifetime of smoking. And this campaign was so effective because you could see that smoking was killing you. And if you can see that the choices we make are the reason for our condition, then we would choose differently. And God, in his perfect love, will show us the reason for our condition. In his perfect love, he brings his truth through the word. He brings his truth through those closest to us. I can't tell you how many times my wife has seen the evidence of my life and seen the evidence of my walk, and in the perfect love of God has brought me the truth. But we have to admit that we haven't always wanted to hear that truth. We haven't always wanted it. But my brothers, in order to know the truth, we have to become sick and tired of our ways and realize that we are sick and we are tired and we need to live by his ways. If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. My brothers, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. He's given us everything we need to live a life of godliness. He's given us everything we need to see the truth of our state. And he's given us everything we need to be set free in him. So ask yourself today, where am I, Lord, when it comes to this condition that you've set up? Have I held to your teachings, or have I held to the teachings of another? And is the evidence of my life saying, I have come to know who I am without you, and I've come to realize how much I need you? It's only when we arrive at this place that we can truly experience freedom in Christ Jesus. Father, I thank you for these men today, Lord. And I pray that this word, O God, would go deep inside each one of our hearts, Lord, and it would begin to bear fruit, Lord. Father, would we come to know you a little bit deeper and a little bit more this day. Father, thank you, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.